Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Oh, hi Mary. Everything's going great, thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm curious, does your system handle personalized greetings like that naturally? It's always impressive when AI can keep things feeling human.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary from Dasha. I'm familiar with Dasha.ai as a platform for conversational AI, but I don't have details on specific partnerships like with Vector Solutions. Could you tell me more about what you offer and how you work with companies? I'd love to hear what sets you apart.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI, as client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping engagement high without burning out their sales teams. How does your AI handle those challenges differently? I'd love to hear how it boosts results.
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping engagement high without burning out your sales teams.
Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting people who are genuinely interested and likely to buy, rather than casting a wide net blindly. That saves time and resources. Keeping engagement high involves personalized, natural conversations that feel human, so prospects stay interested and don't tune out. Your sales team avoids burnout because AI handles repetitive outreach, letting humans focus on closing deals. Does that sound like what you're aiming for?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used AI lead generation and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. 12 months from now, I'd imagine AI lead generation delivering a steady stream of high-quality leads with conversations that feel so natural prospects hardly realize they're talking to AI. Sales teams would be closing more deals with less effort, and revenue would be noticeably up. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making the whole process smoother over time. How close is that to your vision?
What do you mean by steady stream of high-quality leads with conversations that feel so natural? Why is that important to you?
Great question. A steady stream means consistently getting new interested prospects without big gaps, so your sales pipeline never runs dry. High-quality leads are those who actually fit your ideal customer profile and have a real need for your product or service. Conversations that feel natural are important because they build trust and keep prospects engaged, making them more likely to move forward. For businesses, that means better conversion rates and less wasted effort. Does that align with what you're looking for?
Tell me more about building trust and keeping prospects engaged through natural conversations.
Absolutely. Building trust through natural conversations means the AI sounds human, using the right tone, understanding context, and responding thoughtfully. When prospects feel heard and understood, they're more comfortable sharing their needs and concerns. Keeping them engaged means the conversation flows smoothly, with relevant questions and answers that feel personalized, not robotic. This connection makes prospects more open to learning about your product and eventually buying. It's like having a friendly, knowledgeable assistant on the call. Does that sound like the kind of experience you want to create?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, many businesses face challenges like limited time and resources to reach enough quality leads, inconsistent follow-up, and difficulty scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming their sales teams. Does that sound familiar? I'd love to hear what specific hurdles you're dealing with so we can see how AI might help.
What are all the ways limited time, inconsistent follow-up, and difficulty scaling personalized outreach are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Limited time means sales reps can't reach as many prospects as they'd like, so opportunities slip through the cracks. Inconsistent follow-up leads to lost leads because some prospects fall off the radar before they're ready to buy. Difficulty scaling personalized outreach means it's hard to maintain that human touch when reaching hundreds or thousands of leads, so engagement drops. Altogether, these issues slow growth and reduce revenue potential. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how lost leads and dropping engagement are slowing growth and reducing revenue?
Absolutely. When leads are lost due to inconsistent follow-up, potential customers never get the chance to move through the sales funnel, which directly shrinks your pool of buyers. Dropping engagement means prospects lose interest or trust, so they're less likely to respond or convert. Together, these create a bottleneck, fewer deals closed, slower sales cycles, and ultimately less revenue. It's like having a leaky bucket where valuable opportunities just slip away. Does that resonate with